right, Brothers on Whatever at Helium Comedy Club.
Great place.
Great place. We love this place. We were just here not too long ago.
For Nick Vatterott.
Nick Vatterott, a St. Louis native. Came to see him. Great.
He met us at Cheesecake Factory. Brad Williams did not.
No, he refused it.
But I'm meeting you guys fresh off the plane. I literally came. I went to the hotel for 5 minutes, if that, and now I'm here. So nice. you're getting me. You're getting me bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Groggy.
Getting ready for a show. It was a thing where I totally forgot that we had done this and planned this. And then I look on my schedule just to see, like, how do I get from the hotel to the airport.
Uh-huh.
And then on the schedule it says, oh, yeah, and then you have a podcast at 6:30. I'm like, who the fuck scheduled me for a podcast an hour before the show on a travel day? What idiot did that?
You're like, who's getting fired?
And turned out, me. I was that idiot. But that's the beautiful thing about being a stand-up comic, is you can't fire yourself. I would totally do it in this scenario if it was somebody else. It's had nothing to do with you guys. It's just the general mindset that you're in. But I'm sure we've all had this, and no matter what job it is, you always, you know, someone comes to you and says, like, hey, can you bake cupcakes for the bake sale at the school? And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll bake cupcakes.
Yeah.
Night before someone says, hey, we're looking for those cupcakes. And you're like, fuck! And then you just want to stab, like, you in that moment, you contemplate suicide over actually baking the cupcakes. Yeah. You're like, life would be so much easier if I just put a screwdriver, Phillip's head up, and just jam my head onto it. That would be easier.
And you never agree to just a dozen cupcakes. You always agree to, like, 10 dozen.
Oh, it's like 10 dozen because it's 6 months out. If I make one dozen a week for the next 6 weeks, that's only a dozen a week, which is only like 1.5 a day. I don't know why I'm doing Regan voice.
You know what I like?
I'm such a hack.
You know what I like about Brad, folks? Oh, now,
what's that?
We do live radio, too. This is going to be live.
Okay.
Radio.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
But anyway.
It's also on Facebook Live.
It's also on Facebook Live.
When I make midget jokes, people aren't thinking I'm just making fun of midgets.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
I'm an authentic one.
But usually when we interview guests,
we
have them in. They come from all over, and we monopolize the whole time talking about our stuff and never get to them.
Yeah.
But you, sir,
are
the first one
great.
That actually has talked.
Oh, no.
Talked.
This is so great. This is so great.
You need to, like,
we love it.
Whenever I sit down and meet new DJs for live radio, they always do the pre-show spiel about what do we need to do? Is there 5 questions we got to ask you? Do we want a Byron Allen it where we're just like, so you're in a relationship, and then after I finish that joke, they go, so you just bought a fish tank,
right,
because those logically go together.
Right.
I always tell people I'm the easiest interview in the world. Say hi to me, I go, and that comes
That's what we do.
Yeah, and that comes from years of doing bad radio.
With horrible
DJs. Now, I don't know you guys. Right. I'm sure you're fine.
This is not really what we do. I mean, we do this
is like a hobby for us.
We started in his bedroom, man.
Yeah, we do one day a week.
We're
not an everyday show.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Banned in the entire state?
The entire San Antonio area.
What'd you do? Did you not say God bless you when someone sneezed?
We were on thin ice for a while, and then we had a...
Terrestrial radio, or
terrestrial
radio.
We had a black guy on who was gay, and a porn star, and that was it.
That's enough for Texas.
That's it.
We
had been warned already.
I was on a live radio show where they slaughtered a pig on live radio.
Was it San Antonio
crazy,
though? Because I think
it was New York. They can.
All I know is
all you had on was a gay black guy and a porn star. And all the Texans were like, "Ain't do it." I tell you what. If the Lord wanted us to be gay black men, they would be like, he made the gay black men. That's not my point. They were made by the devil. They have their evil, giant, gay black penises. I'm worried. I'm worried if that giant, gay black penis comes near me, I might want to suck it. So I don't want to do that.
Or their wife might.
Yeah, or my wife might want to suck it because it's a lot bigger than mine. Go Trump!
Lock
her up! Totally.
We had him actually in my bedroom. That's where we used to interview.
Yeah.
We had the whole setup. And he was sitting there with a pair of, like, 80s biker shorts.
Love it.
Woo!
Love it. Shows every inch.
He kept moving, and I was like, any minute that sack's going to fall out.
And did the porn star look at him like, why aren't
he
you?
He was the porn star.
Oh, he's a gay black porn star. Yeah, okay, right. I thought there was a comma in
it
there.
Was strike three in Texas.
You can have a gay guy on.
Yeah.
You can have a black guy on.
You can have a
porn star on.
I guess. I've had
but
porn
stars on. It can't be the same guy.
That's the trifecta.
Gay black porn star. That's
speaking of
gay black porn stars.
Good segue.
I'm curious about
big on segue. I watched a lot of your stuff.
Why do I talk about gay black porn
you
stars?
You don't. You don't. But you do. You don't even skirt the edge. You go right over it, which I love.
Yeah.
But in today's climate,
oh yeah,
there's a bunch of backlash on that, which is,
sure,
I think it's completely stupid. But,
sure.
Mm-hmm. But
thankfully, I'm not famous yet. As soon as and
then they'll start checking everything.
Yeah, mark
back.
My
yeah.
words. Yeah. You can replay this podcast when my scandal hits.
Oh yeah,
okay?
We will.
Because,
TMZ, we'll ship it right to them.
Yeah, and that's why I've been on TMZ like 8 times.
Oh,
and
really?
Whenever they stop me at the airport, I always talk to them, and I don't do it because I like it.
Uh-huh.
I do it because when my scandal hits, I want them to be like, "Hey guys, I've built up enough goodwill, right?
Yeah.
Like, because here's the thing: everyone's got something, and I'm just not famous enough to where no one gives a shit right now.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you get to be famous, then people will start giving a shit.
Right.
Yeah. So that.
But you can't change it up. Right?
No. Because I don't know how to write jokes any other way. So
yeah.
I'm always going to write jokes the way that I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you know, who knows? Maybe I get a sitcom that's on on basic cable.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, so tough. We here at Blankety Blank like our Midwestern viewers, so let's not piss them off, okay?
Let's not be funny.
Let's not be funny. If you could just not offend anyone and be hilarious, that would be fantastic.
Find a way.
Yeah, and that's the thing about comedians is, if you don't like horror movies,
mm-hmm,
you don't go see a horror film.
Right.
If I'm not a fan of too many romantic comedies, so, mm-hmm, you know, I let the girl go see that,
right,
and then
right,
she comes back and says, it was great. And I'm like, let me guess what happened.
Yeah.
Boy meets girl. They fall in love. Something happens where he fucks up, and then he has to do some grand gesture in the end to win back her affection, and they end up together. She's like, did you see the movie? Like, no! That's how they all work!
That's all of them!
Don't get me wrong. I'm sure I could do the same thing with superhero movies that I love.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, wait. You're stereotyping romantic comedy.
Right.
Here's what's funny about you, and you do use a lot of stereotypes
and
stuff.
Sure, because they're funny.
The funny thing about stereotypes is, they're true.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, they're true.
Yeah,
they're
dead
so
on
true.
Fact.
They're
right.
So true.
If you say a random-ass fact that has no base in truth whatsoever, everyone just looks at you like you're Kellyanne Conway and goes, huh?
Who happened to be right about Trump getting elected?
That's about it. That's a weird one. But if you say something that people know and that they've experienced and that they've had some sort of base in,
mm-hmm,
then it's funny. So that's why stereotypes are funny, because they're true, and they're true because they're funny. It's this whole thing. But so to get back to the point, the whole thing about going to movies,
mm-hmm,
is that the thing about comedy that I don't understand is that when people go see a stand-up comedian, they're not going to see a certain style of comedy. They just expect that comedian to be funny across the board ever. And they don't realize that they're bringing in personal biases. They don't realize that because that they have a child with autism, they're walking in going, if they even say the word autism,
I riot. Right.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
And you can't go to a comedy show doing that.
No.
I had a woman come up to me after a show not too long ago, and I said the word retarded in my act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't in reference to mental illness. In fact, I'll give you the damn joke. The joke was that I do this whole bit about therapy dogs, who I can't stand, and now it's getting more and more to where there's now I saw a story where there some woman got in a flight with an emotional support turkey.
Oh my god,
a turkey! Whenever I say that, every night there are some people in the audience that will go, that can't be true. Like, they're like, no, we're not that dumb yet.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
So I say no, because it was covered by the Washington Post, Fox News, and MSNBC, so it's not a right issue or a left or I left the shoe, yeah. it's a, holy shit, this bitch is retarded issue.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That is the joke that I made.
Wow.
And she came up to me after the show and was like, just so you know, my son has mental disabilities and you could not say it. I'm like, lady, I said the word cunt during my act.
Uh-huh.
Were you offended by that?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, no. I go, and that's my problem.
Yeah.
Because you could either be offended by everything or nothing.
Exactly.
Because you can't laugh at the cunt joke, laugh at the Asian joke, laugh at the black joke, laugh at the midget joke, laugh at the white joke, laugh at the fat joke, laugh at all those jokes, then go, wait, but you hit something that applies to me.
Yeah.
And that can't happen. Exactly. Because if that's the rule, then we can't make jokes.
And you can't laugh at anything.
Because there is absolutely no joke that has no, that doesn't have a victim in some way.
Yeah.
Now, because I can make jokes about my fiance. Now, granted, there's only one victim in that joke, her.
Right.
But like, so everyone else will find it funny. But she could come up to me and be like, "That joke offends me, and I don't want." And so every joke has at least one person that's just like, I could talk about couches. And, mm-hmm. and someone could make couches for a living and just be like, that's my livelihood you're talking about, you son of a bitch. And it's like, fuck. There's nothing
you can do.
My whole thing is, I'm just going to do my joke. If you're offended by them, I'm not trying to say everyone has to like me. You don't. You are allowed to not like me. Yeah. Plenty of people don't. but then when that happens, just don't come see me and then expect me to cater my act just to your wishes.
Yeah.
If you don't like me, don't see me. Go see Gaffigan. Go see Regan. Go see anyone else that is maybe more your style of comedy. Go see Larry the Cable Guy.
Go watch the Church Channel. Them comedians, it's terrible.
Well, I mean, Pat Robertson, he might be the funniest comedian on the planet.
And the richest.
When he's like, what if that baby grew up to be Hitler? What if you could kill baby Hitler? go back. Someone YouTube that shit. That's an actual thing.
Oh,
He's a Christian, but that baby could grow up to be Adolf Hitler or gay. One's worse than the other. Yeah. I'll let you decide.
Yeah.
So all of that. It's all like. Listen, I don't like Taylor Swift. I'm not gonna go to her concert.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Do I mean that everyone can't go to her concert? No. Yeah. If you like Taylor Swift, go to the fucking concert.
Yeah.
Scream and do cheer, and when she says "never, ever, ever get back together," then you be sing along with it and be like, "Yeah, I'm that asshole.
Yeah.
He wants this shit.
Right.
He wants it.
I'm a Taylor fan.
Okay. You're a Swiftie?
Wow.
I'm done. You're a Swiftie? He's out. He's going out of the room. Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
Taylor fan because I want to bang her.
Oh,
only.
Shit. So, I get it. And, and that's the same way. We all have our sexual things. You want to bang Taylor Swift, so obviously you like 12-year-old girls.
she's not 12.
Wow.
She looks
it. Kind of looks
it. She's at a college reading level.
Sure.
That's what
she's
he
very
wants.
Mature for her body type.
Nate's at a Dr. Seuss level.
So you're a little bit of a swole individual.
Yes.
You know, you got some girth on you, right?
Yeah,
like
all in the wrong
if place. If you fuck Taylor Swift, she would explode like one of those stress balls. She's just such a twig. You would pump her once, and her eyes would bug out of her head.
It's happened before. In the bedroom.
It would just.
I keep a
nuts.
Power washer in my bedroom.
I imagine just to make sure you can clean off them walls.
Scraper.
I totally get it.
Speaking of banging chicks,
speaking of fucking,
yes,
you speaking of putting my dick in some puss.
You talked about
getting my dick wet. What?
You said you banged a 310-pound woman.
Now, I have.
Did she have buck teeth and her belly button was on the side? Because I think we may have accidentally got up on the same chick.
I mean, we might be Eskimo brothers, but no, she did not have that. Actually, the whole story behind that joke is it's not a joke.
Well, it's the truth.
Yeah, well, it's actually kind of patriotic. I just didn't tell it in this. I know, there's a tease. So I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and I know, shocking that a 310-pound person would live in Florida. You're just like, what? They're all so healthy there.
SeaWorld.
So yeah. Well done, sir. So I was at a show, and this woman came up to me after the show, and she was this large girl, but she had the coolest personality. And we started talking, and she was making me and my opening act laugh, and we're just like, "Oh my God, you're the best!" And then she tells us this story about how one of the reasons why she's big is she was a soldier, and she had an injury in the military and came home and couldn't exercise, but and just kind of got up to this size. And then she said that, yeah, she hadn't been laid in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And once she said that, uh-oh, I'm like, you know what?
You're like, ding, ding, ding,
no,
ding.
No, no. You're a soldier. You served our country. Yeah. You need to be served, my dear. I do not give a fuck. So, yeah, and I flat out told her, I'm like, I don't know if that's a bit you do to try to get guys to want to fuck you.
It works.
Hey, if you did, I don't care. I'm fucking you tonight. Yeah. And she goes, really? It's like, yes. Yes.
You gave her the bayonet.
Did she stick batteries up your ass during thinking you were a dildo?
No. She stuck something. I mean, her thumb was still the size of a D battery, but so I guess you can go by the size comparison. So honestly, that's why I did it, is because she said she's a soldier that hadn't been laid in 3 years, and I'm like, fuck it, no.
You're a model American.
Right?
You know that?
Yeah. I think, like, oh my God, like,
I salute you, sir.
I think every man, woman, as soon as they get off that boat or plane coming home from wherever they've been, if they don't have a wife or a husband or a whatever, then they should be greeted by something.
Yes.
Something.
Oh,
whatever mouth they want.
Vagina.
Whatever. And that should
right
just greet them.
The gay black porn star.
Yeah, the gay black porn star can be there.
Plane,
that's
there.
What you're into? Hell yeah. And that's what you should have. I think there there should be, and if not greeting right off the plane, there's got to be like a 24-hour window. Right when they get home, if they walk up to anyone who's not married and be like, "Hey, I just got back from Afghanistan. Here's my papers. I get to fuck you."
Yeah.
And that should be...
Should be mandatory.
That should be fine.
Yeah.
Man, woman,
yeah.
Gay or straight.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it could be like tag. Like,
listen,
like,
I'm completely against stolen valor.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about it. If this goes into play, I'm
exactly.
Because I'm... Look at me, dude. I strike out.
Yeah, yeah,
strike
yeah.
Out.
No, I...
Short, fat, and bald.
I totally get it. I totally get it. I mean, I think that should be a requirement, and you should be able to serve your country. Like... Because I can't serve on the field. I can't serve on the front line. So that's how I serve. That's how I do my thing. Any ladies coming back from overseas, fuck it. I'm proud to be an American.
He's getting the bayonet out of
there. Exactly.
Speaking of your comedy, you do make fun of yourself a lot.
I have to.
Do people get offended that you're making fun of yourself? And another thing, on a little bit more serious note.
Yeah.
People view this as a disability.
I know it's weird.
I don't look at it like that, but I mean, is it, or do you care?
I mean, here's
I don't
want to
fuck with your government check here, but
no, no, I pay the government a lot. It's right about tax time when we're recording this, and the government just took,
and he's completely honest on
the,
it.
The right,
the government is the big gay black porn star. It is.
There's no
implication. It is.
Oh, got them 1980 shorts off.
But, the U.S. government says this is a disability, so I get to park in a handicapped space. And I only take advantage of that in Los Angeles because we have parking meters, and if you park in a handicapped... If you're handicapped parking, you can park in a meter for as long as you want and not pay.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
That's better.
Than
I just leave my
spot.
Car there.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
The whole time.
Yeah, fuck it, I dare you. <Kobe. laughs> ACLU up your ass.
Oh,
so fast.
My God.
But I obviously have to make jokes about dwarfism if I stand on stage and, you know, I don't talk about it. The whole audience is just like, does he know?
Yeah. Do you find anybody, like, in the audience, like, hesitating to laugh?
No, I think people overall know what they're getting into. Midgets, to be honest with you, it's like midgets and Asians and fat people are some of the safest people to make fun of. Like, no one really gets mad if you make fun of fat people or now, but they have to be actually fat.
Right.
They can't be like Amy Schumer. Okay.
Just
like
chunky.
Yeah, you can't be sort of in
right,
some
right,
middle
right.
ground where you're a little
right.
bit.
Right.
And by the way, I think Amy's hilarious, and I would totally bang Amy.
Oh, okay, oh, yeah. I think she's great looking.
I think she's great
I'd
looking.
I'd bang her with you, buddy. Yeah, there
devil's sour.
Okay, but and she's extremely talented. But that's when you can't make fun of fat people. Is when they're in that middle area. Yeah. They have to be Mama June pre-surgery.
Right, right.
Exactly. Mama June pre-surgery. Fucking Chris Christie, go to town.
Yeah. Right, what about the midget on the Love Boat? Because he was Asian, fat, and a midget, right?
No, he wasn't fat.
Fantasy Island.
Oh, he wasn't? Okay.
Hervé Villechaize.
Hervé Villechaize.
Did you know him?
No.
You guys don't know him?
You died like a year before I was born.
I thought you guys, like, you know.
Fucking asshole.
All midgets know all midgets.
I thought you had the book.
Oh, my God.
The Midget Family Tree book.
I mean, you know.
He was my uncle.
I was watching the video of that gay black porn star, and the guy he was fucking had something very large shoved up his ass, so you obviously know him, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys have that in common.
Exactly.
No, I didn't fucking know him. No, I say that, but I do know Wee Man very well.
That's cool.
Yeah. But not Dinklage. He's too good for us. but yeah, what were we fucking talking about? Oh yeah. People don't get really offended for me, and also I'm making the jokes, and also I'm headlining, so they know I'm doing okay.
Right.
Like. When someone makes jokes about being poor and you know they're still poor, it's kind of like, that kind of makes it a little uncomfortable because you're like, I don't know if you're going to eat tonight. Like, I don't know.
Right.
That's not, you know, but obviously you don't have that with a fat person because you're like, you're eating.
You're eating.
But like, yeah, when I'm headlining and I'm making dwarf jokes, everyone's like, he's rich. I don't give a shit.
Right, right.
Like, I'm gonna laugh at this fucker.
Yeah.
So, no one really gets offended on behalf of me. There are some little people out there that don't like me, but that's just because I say the word midget, and that's
right.
It. That's it. That's the only
thing. Isn't
it
person of restricted stature?
Person of short stature, LP, little LP. Person.
That actually makes it stand out more.
To me, little person is worse.
Yeah, it's very condescending.
He's just a little person.
He's a little LP. He's an LP.
Yeah, and if you say, like, well, we want to be called LPs, it's like, people don't know what the fuck
that
is.
Nobody knows what that is. A record? It's like a vinyl record.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so someone released an LP.
Yeah, yeah. You cannot take letters like that have been one thing for so long and then try to switch it
because
nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, dwarves want to be called DVDs from now
on.
It's not going to work. You don't get to do that.
Not going to work.
You don't get to take DVD.
Well, right. You know, we were going to do a little segment with you called Dwarfs, The More You Know. and you already answered one of them. All dwarfs don't know each other.
That is
The More You Know.
We all do not know each other. There is no such thing as Midget Town, despite the fact that every city I go to, everyone always tells me that there's a Midget Town somewhere.
Like Chinatown?
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone's got the same story. My brother went there, and he drove in, and they chased them out of the town. They came out of their tiny houses with little salad forks. No, that's not... That doesn't exist. And trust me, if it did, I would love to live there. But yeah,
but there are conventions.
Dwarves,
though, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, fuck yeah, there's conventions. I go to these conventions. I tear pussy up.
Oh,
yeah,
well, there you go.
Oh my
the
god,
the dwarves that are born with no legs, do they sit on their? Do they put the ball sack out in front of them?
I have no idea. I have never walked up to a little person with no legs. Now, I don't even know if I know a dwarf with no legs. I know dwarves with very tiny legs that they kind of tuck in under their torso.
Maybe a guy born with no legs is not a dwarf.
No, he's not. That's a completely different thing.
Oh, that's a different group.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You'll find that he does that a whole lot.
The more you know.
Yeah. No, we're not dwarves. If a guy's born without legs, he's just a fucking freak. Oh, my God. We all make fun of those assholes. The legless, stumpy bastards. Nobody likes you.
Nobody likes you. See, you can do that.
You can do that. Like, on them that
every year you're the same Halloween costume, peg leg. We get it. You're a pirate. Oster Pistorius was your spokesman, and now he's in jail, you fucks.
That's gonna be my thing. Yeah,
this is gonna be the thing.
Brad Williams makes fun of.
Yeah. And then there's gonna be a military aspect. What about if you served this country?
I'm showing
the hypocrisy of exaggerated insults.
This interview is like career ending 10 times over.
Oh,
no.
I do. I literally have a folder now. I have a folder in my computer that is labeled tweets that will end my career.
Oh, wow.
And it's just full of, like, whenever a celebrity dies, yeah. I just go, and I read it, and I go, yep, not going to send that. You know, or some tragedy happens, something, like, you know, there's a mass shooting, and I'm just like, nope, I'm not going to send that out.
Speaking of tragedy.
Oh, boy, speaking of tragedies.
Here we go.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Now, he actually said you were Prozac with a head on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
that's kind of cool, though.
Greatest
right?
compliment I've ever received in my career. I didn't know he was in the audience. I did a show in Mill Valley, California, just north of San Francisco. And I came off stage, and he was there in the green room, and I had no idea. And I'm stunned. I can't move. And he runs up, and he's like, oh, my God, Mr. Williams, you're like Prozac with a head. And it's just the greatest compliment I've ever gotten.
Was it a good thing you didn't know he was in the audience? Would it have made you, like, super nervous? Oh, my God. Nervous?
I would have freaked fuck out. Because if you know Mill Valley, if you know the Bay Area, that particular part of it, it's already a bunch of rich cunts anyway. Uh-huh. So, like, they're the worst audience. Wow. Overall, you don't want to perform for rich people. Rich people
I can see that.
They're very, overall, now, of mm-hmm. course, there's exceptions to every rule, but overall, they're kind of very stuck up. The blue-collar kind of areas are the best mm-hmm. areas.
Trump supporters!
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's why I don't make Trump jokes online. I want you fuckers to come to my show. And I want your I want your money, yeah, and I want you to buy my tickets, because $10, $20 from a Trump supporter is worth the exact same amount as $20 from a Hillary supporter.
Oh, exactly.
And here's the thing. I try to explain this to people. I make Trump jokes because he won. Yeah. If Hillary won, I had Hillary jokes.
Right, okay? Right.
You don't,
now nobody cares.
Yeah, now?
Yeah.
I don't want to. Because I don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, remember that? It's like, no, she lost.
Yeah,
She's done. She didn't get the dream that she tried, so that she geared her entire life and faked a marriage to achieve. Yeah. Okay? Like, she didn't get it. So why the fuck would I now keep kicking her while she's... No. Now I'm gonna make fun of the orange faced Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna make fun of him. So I'm not anti Trump, not anti Republican, I'm not anti coal. I don't know, like some guy said that to me. You're anti coal. I was like, what? I said it.
It makes zero sense.
I said Trump comes Cheeto dust. How does that make me anti-coal? I don't like. Unless we find a way to power the nation with his Cheeto cum, and that exits all the coal jobs.
Right.
That's the only way. I'm not anti. Jesus Christ. People come into a lot of comedy shows and a lot of things like that where they're already pre-offended. Like they're looking for it to happen. They're waiting. Like, all right,
you
fucker, you say something.
Yep.
Say something about it. And then you're talking about the kitchen appliance, the Lazy Susan. They're like, see, he's anti-woman.
He called
Susan lazy. Yeah, no, it's a fucking thing. Yeah.
They're always reading into it.
Yeah, thing is called the Lazy Susan. Yeah.
Talk about the unhappiest people in life.
Oh, yeah.
And well, they're not happy unless they're offended.
No, because that's what gets their juices flowing, mm-hmm. is when they get to write a strongly worded letter.
An angry email.
They just jerk off to strongly worded letters. To whom it may concern. Oh, God. Oh, this is so hot. Normally, I'm a very tolerant person. That's how every one of those letters starts off. Normally, like, every time I get a hate letter, it's always like, now, I'm very funny. No, you're not.
No.
No. You're no. I already know that you're not. If you ever write, because, sure, I've seen jokes about little people on television and in movies where I'm like, all right, I'm not... fan of that, but I mean, hell, Andy Dick did a sketch on his MTV show way back in the day where he had midgets in cages and gave them like hamster bottles and stuff and stuff like that.
Which reminds me,
we do not live in cages.
No.
In case you're wondering,
now, believe it or not, I went to a motorcycle bar club one night.
Yeah.
Knocked on the door. I said, "Buckethead said I'm cool. I can come in." They said, "Okay,
all right." I feel like that's the password anyway.
It's like, 3 in the morning.
I feel like if you walk in and say Buckethead said I'm cool, even if there's no Buckethead, I don't want to meet Buckethead, so I don't want to piss him off.
No lie. Okay. There was a bear claw machine.
Yeah.
Empty with a midget in it.
Yeah, that sounds why? About right.
I don't know if Dang. He had been kidnapped or no. he was a fool with it. I know he didn't like me having the claw grab his head over and over.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was probably just paid, and he probably needed money, and that's
that is
about
ridiculous.
It. I mean,
I just couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Nate spent like $50 in quarters.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and as long as he gets a cut of that, whatever. I'm not a fan, but I wouldn't do it, but hell, yeah. that's how he's making his money. But yeah, to go back to the thing, what the fuck? Sorry, I go on
midgets
tangents.
And cages.
Midgets and cages. Yeah, like that one got me, but I'm still, I would never write a strongly worded letter.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, no one gave a shit. They either laughed at it or they didn't laugh at it,
right.
and then they moved on to the next thing.
Yeah.
No one's going through their day-to-day life going like, well, there's a midget over there. I saw the Andy Dick sketch.
Yeah.
It's that 6 months ago. Yeah. So I'm going to go grab him and toss him in the cage because that's what he likes.
Right.
You know, like, no one's going to actually do that.
What's
so.
Off limits? I mean, look what happened to Milo.
Who?
You know, Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah. Oh, that guy. Okay,
I mean,
I've heard
so
Milo.
So is there
Milo.
Anything off limits?
Well, see, here's the thing, though, is that guy fancies himself a comedian.
He's
not.
A provocateur.
That's all
that's
he is.
That's all he
yeah.
is.
And
with that does make good points.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Well, if well, right, when you said that 12-year-old boys should be allowed to fuck men over the age of 30. Yeah, that was a great point.
That was
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
That was
no, no, I understand, and based on your fashion choices, I could totally get why you support that.
Oh, listen.
Hi,
totally get that. Don't fuck with the master stuff. but I'm glad you brought him up, because there's a lot of things that guy says that I completely disagree with, but I'm an advocate of freedom of speech.
Mm.
He should have the right to say those things, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I understand that if you have you run a network or you run a publishing company, then you're just trying to make a dollar, you don't want protest. Okay, so you're allowed to say, no, we will not represent this. Freedom of speech, people get very confused on what freedom of speech actually is. Freedom of speech does not mean you can say anything you want with absolutely no consequences
right,
to yourself
right,
whatsoever.
Exactly.
There are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you have the freedom of speech to say anything.
Yep.
Someone else has the freedom of speech to call you an asshole.
Yeah.
All freedom of speech does is it protects you against persecution from the government. So,
mm-hmm.
So what that means is that Milo can't be thrown in jail for saying that 12-year-old boys should be allowed to date and fuck 30-year-old
but
men.
But going right. back to something you brought up earlier,
yeah.
until Milo got extremely popular.
Sure.
Oh, you
yeah.
never heard it, but they
yeah.
went back and found that.
Yeah,
right,
I mean,
right,
that
right,
was
right.
way back.
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
Which
and
they're
going
to find this interview, and you're going to
yeah,
be broke.
And then, I mean,
don't call us for money.
The fucking stumps are... I would say they'd march, but come on. They're not going to march. No, I totally get that. So, and if you watch a lot of the interviews that Milo does, and I do watch because I like watching the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching the other side because it helps me either reinforce my beliefs or sometimes change them. Because,
yeah.
hell, I've seen some things said from certain sides that I don't necessarily agree with that I go, oh. Oh,
yeah.
shit. That makes,
yeah. you hate
yeah,
to admit it makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it makes
yeah.
good sense. But,
yeah, yeah.
So I totally get it. But Milo, he, like you say, he's a rabble rouser. He
mm-hmm.
likes to stir the pot.
Oh, yeah.
So there will always be something that he says in an interview. He'll get into a little bit, and he'll be sort of middle of the road
yep,
at first.
Yep.
And then he'll all of a sudden,
boom, boom.
He'll drop
yeah.
that thing, and then he'll kind of look to the camera like, oh, I'm so cheeky.
Oh, yeah.
And then a lot of people do exactly what he wants,
yeah.
and they
get
ridiculous. They get pissed
yeah.
off, they write letters, they share the
yeah.
clip. Like, yeah, he was banned from speaking at Cal Berkeley, the most liberal
yeah.
college in the world.
Yeah.
Where all they're like, no, whatever you're into, whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
whatever you like, that's
mm-hmm.
okay by us, unless you disagree with us.
Right.
And some of the most, quote-unquote, liberal, tolerant people
mm-hmm.
are the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
Where they are liberal and tolerant until you disagree with them.
Exactly.
And then it's like, boycott.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah.
And both sides right, are absolutely guilty of this. What people don't, or what people need to realize is there's very few black and white people out there that are just like, no, I'm this way all the time, and I'm this way all the time. There's a lot of gray. So
mm-hmm.
no one's all the way bad. No one's all the way good. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
there's just a lot. Yeah, Milo could say something that I will go like, okay,
uh-huh.
yeah, that was a good point. I don't have to hate everything that he says. And what's amazing to me is that people will defend whatever side they're on, mm-hmm. no matter what the side does. But if a football coach makes one bad play, fire his ass!
Get him out of there!
Fire his ass! Get someone else that can do it!
Yeah, they're in front of his house.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? Like, one's a football team. One's your country. Like, I don't... That's... I've been trying to write jokes about that, but I can't... I can't... I'm not that smart. I can't make it funny yet. I'm working on it. I'll get there eventually. But, yeah, that's the thing that drives me nuts, where... I mean, in hell, we're right in the middle of an area where it's like you guys are the St. Louis Cardinals, some of the most diehard, crazy fans out of any sport in our country. And one guy does one thing wrong, and it's like, bench him!
Get him out of here!
Send him to the minors!
Send him back!
But fucking Trump could be like, you know what? You know what? I don't like your mother. I don't like your mother. She's a solid four. You don't want any fours in this nation. Send all the fours to the chambers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like, lock her up.
But Mayor Slay shuts down New Life Evangelistic Center, and all the homeless people are on the street, and nobody gives a shit.
Oh, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, yeah. What's funny is he shuts the homeless shelter down. There's 200 people on the street, but four cows get loose from a butcher shop, like a butchering plant downtown, and all these millionaires step in to save them. They bought the cows.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be slaughtered.
But the homeless people would.
People. I get it and I don't get it. Because I don't get it because obviously people should come first. But then I get it because it's like, we tried buying people before. Didn't really work out.
Let's not do that again.
It wasn't a good thing. So maybe avoid that. But no,
crazy
story enough to comment on it. But yeah, it's a crazy time we're living in where... that's why I don't want to be famous. I want to be rich.
Yeah.
I don't want to be famous though, because
that's too. It's different things.
Yeah,
fame and riches are two
different things. Because Cash Me Outside girl, she's famous. Yeah.
She's famous,
not rich. And
rich, you can go anywhere.
Although
and
she's
be fine,
getting
but,
there,
but famous, you can't go anywhere.
They said she's getting $30,000 for an appearance now.
Great. You want to know how long $30,000 is going to last in that girl?
Oh, yeah.
And that girl's family?
Like a week.
Oh, no. That's it. Yeah, that's it. $30,000.
She'll probably give it straight to her pal.
Yeah, exactly. So it's,
you got to cash in on 15 minutes of fame, though.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
If I had it, I'd cash in on it, too, but I'd know that. Man,
well,
I got to save some money here.
Yeah, and then there's the other topic that comes up for me, whereas a lot of people go, like people like Milo, for instance, or people like Kanye, where they go like, is he crazy or is he saying these things to get famous? And
is he a genius?
Get headlines,
famous
and and even let's say these people do say these things specifically to get headlines and specifically to get people talking about them, they must be mentally ill because I don't want to be famous that way. I don't want everyone to. I don't want to be famous having 69% of the nation fucking hate me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
wanting to bash your brains.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, and that's a lot in my, like, the tweets that'll ruin my career. A lot of those tweets are like, I don't actually believe this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit, like, because they just did this report on 60 Minutes. I watched 60 Minutes. I'm over 30, going on 70. They did the report on 60 Minutes about fake news, and they talked to a lot of the guys that run those websites, and they're like, why do you do this? They're like, because it's fun, and I get money. It's like, but do you want money that way?
Yeah.
Do you want money in inspiring a guy to run to a pizza shop with a loaded gun because you published a story saying that Hillary Clinton has sex slaves in the back of this pizza shop?
Right.
Which, look that up.
That's
that
true.
Was a,
that's
that,
true.
That happened, okay?
Yeah.
Someone went to a pizza shop with a fucking gun and went, where are the babies?
Yeah.
And, the hell? And freedom of press, that should exist. I'm not trying to say we should silence the press, because that's a definite slippery slope that goes to something bad. But... I don't want to make money doing that. I don't want to make, like, I could probably say jokes that I don't truly believe in, mm-hmm. that are about horrible topics that I don't want to really even dive into because then I won't be able to make it funny. but I could probably make jokes about it, and it might get me famous because it'll be like, comedian Brad Williams, controversial. Yeah. Like, but like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, everything that I say in my act, I believe to some extent.
Right.
And I'm passionate about it. And the reason why is because if I get heckled on it, like, I want to be able to have the knowledge to come back at that heckle.
Right.
Try heckling me on therapy dogs. I will end you, okay? Try, okay? Because I know it. I know more rules than you. I know what's going on. I've talked to a lot of flight attendants. Now, if someone yells out something about, like, well, what about H8N1, that bill? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I have no idea. I can't make jokes about it because I don't know.
Right.
My dad always told me something that I thought was interesting. He always told me that, he said, son, a true sign of intelligence is to know what you don't know. So I feel like a lot of people talk about things that they have no idea about.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring up a topic that I don't know, like you said about the homeless people thing, I don't know about that.
Right.
So I'm not going to like take a necessarial side whatsoever because I know the two sentences you just said.
Right.
So I think do your research a little bit more before you start getting into a huge debate on the topic. Like I'm not gonna talk about abortion. I don't know. I've never had one. I've never had one. I've never had a...
You weren't one?
Well, some might argue that I maybe was, and then I got tossed in a vat of toxic waste, and then like a superhero, I grew into this. But I'm not going to talk about it because I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it's like. I don't want to know what it's like, and I don't know what it's like to go through that. So why would I tell someone, well, this is what needs to happen? I don't know.
Right.
So... I feel like a lot of people need to realize what they don't know and not get so passionate about those kinds of things.
Two things you know to end it. I know you got to get ready for your show.
Oh, damn. We've been going for a while.
One, if your funniest joke is this mic on? Is that should you end your career? And do you hate it when people try to make themselves part of your show? Like,
I hate that to the point where, like, it's funny because sometimes I'll get a heckler or I'll get someone that'll talk during the show and say talk back to me, and then I'll slam them back, and then the slam will get a big laugh, and then they'll come up to me after the show and be like, "I really helped you." I'm like, "No, you didn't.
No.
I was good.
Where did it
look like I needed help?
You're I like, had my own showtime.
Yeah, you're like the asshole that when LeBron James makes a jump shot and you told him, shoot, LeBron, and he shoots and makes the jump shot, you're like, that was me. That was all me. You did nothing, okay? And that's what people say, like, I really helped you out there. No. I'm just that good that you threw shit at the wall and I spun it into gold, you asshole. So don't try to do that. Don't. And that doesn't just go for me. That goes for any comedian.
Yeah.
They're there.
Yeah. Because
you paid. Yeah. They're there. They've earned that spot.
Right.
Some have earned that spot. some people just got on a TV show and decided, I'm going to do stand-up now.
Right.
Sorry, that's a whole other thing. I don't want to talk about those guys. Or women. I don't want to call anyone specific. I don't want people to read into this. So trust the comedian. And also... The greatest thing is when they're doing it and the man or woman is on stage and they're killing.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't need your help.
Just let them go.
They're doing a good thing. Just like, they've got it. Yeah.
And he misses the whole show because he's thinking of something to contribute.
Here's why that normally happens. Normally that happens because some guy in the group is the funny guy of the group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that all his friends are like, oh, we're going to go see a live comedy show. You're going to love it because you're funny.
Uh-huh.
You're the funny guy. So now he's this funny alpha, and he sees me or whatever comedian now on stage doing what he's doing and doing it way better.
Yeah.
And now
he's getting paid for it.
Yeah, getting paid for it. And everyone's doing it. And he wishes he could do that. So he's like, well, I gotta do my thing. I gotta show that I'm going to do with my one-liner. Yeah, he's been going on for 20 minutes getting applause breaks, but I'm going to go with my one-liner, and the audience is going to put me up on their shoulders and walk me out. Some guy's going to walk up to me and say, hey, I own Big Money Records, and you're the funniest thing I've ever seen. Here's $2 million.
Right, right.
You know, no, that's not going to happen.
No.
You're not going to help. It's not going to go well for you. No. Shut the fuck up and enjoy the show.
Right. And speaking of enjoying the show, this is going to run tomorrow on our show.
One
so you're here till...
Oh, yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, cool.
But the Thursday show went great.
Yeah. Thursday. Oh, you killed it out there.
Fast forward to tomorrow morning, there's a news reporter.
Yeah.
Fights and violence at the Brad Williams show. Three people killed.
We want to encourage everybody, all of our listeners, to come out and see Brad Williams. He's going to be here Friday night.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
You got two shows
Saturday?
Facebook
Live still, right?
Yeah.
Hey, come if you're in the area.
Come on down. Friday and Saturday, two shows each night. If you listen to this and it's too late, I have a podcast of my own. It's called the About Last Night Podcast.
Cool.
Go listen to the one of the more recent ones we just put out was Will Sasso. Please listen to that episode. Oh, my God. He is funny. He does a great Vince McMahon impression.
Oh,
and then
cool.
He prank calls a Thai restaurant as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would like the Tom Yum Goong, but not too spicy.
It's so funny. Anyway,
what else you got? Facebook or anything?
Facebook, Twitter, Funny Brad on Twitter, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. All my tour dates are at Brad Williams Comedy. .com or just Google funny midget. I should be the first.
Midgetmatch.com.
But all that. And then if you do come to the show because of this podcast, tell me. Tell me that you heard me on this podcast. Yeah. I love hearing that because I go, oh, okay, that's a podcast that I should do. Mm-hmm. And if you love this podcast, come to the show, tell me you heard me on the podcast, then I'll go back to all of the comedians in Los Angeles and be like, dude, when you're in St. Louis, you got to do this podcast because it gets people to come out to the show.
Sweet.
And then the podcast that you love will get better guests. Yeah, so always say, like, hey, I heard you from this podcast, so I know to spread the word about it.
Awesome, man.
We hope our one listener is listening.
Yeah. All right, Fred. Fred, come on out, Fred.
Come on out.
Somebody
need your support.
Who knows?
We need your support.
Yeah.
Man, we want to thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me on a podcast and letting me rant to the point where I'll probably end my career.
No, that's all right. We like to have that in our back pocket for blackmail. No, we're gonna look forward to seeing you tonight, buddy. We got our tickets, so.
Oh yeah, dude.
Hope you kill it out there, man. I know you will.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much.